The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. The Dallas driving details of my crazy caravan convoy from yesterday. You're going to be like going, oh my goodness. Plus, the worst DDD, devotional diamond of the day, the worst ever. Just wait for it. And then finally, can Silent Night, Holy Night be okie dokie for prayer?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. A few of us could use a little more of that prevailing part. Politics, entertainment, and current events. A few of us could use a little less of the politics. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. There are 10 numbers, but they do not bite. 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. We're about a week away from doing 11 months on this show. If you haven't figured that out by now, I am unable to help you. It is not professional radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Now, I did not talk to Wonder Julie about this, so we're going to see if we can do this because I have so much material to cover today. It's just incredible. So I want to see if we can do all four of our ministry partner sounds right in a row. We've done it once before. I don't know if we can do it again. So get ready. A little bit of a montage. It's going to be all on Wonder Julie. Can she do it? Here we go. Here we go.
Here I come to save the day.
Excellent job you did. That was really good. I mean, that just went boom, 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 boom. And here's, what did you think? Was that hard to do or is it just kind of?
I think I broke the computer.
Well, you know, it is brand new and works just like, what's that? The Edsel? Is that the one they got rid of?
It'll be fine.
Okay.
It just needs a breather.
All right. Needs a breather. Let's just give acknowledgement to Kimberly McQuinn in regards to real estate. Let's give a shout out to our good friend Johnny Hill in regards to Men of God Moving. Let's give a shout out to Stephanie Vasquez in regards to New York Life Insurance Company and helping your life get on track. And let's give it a shout out to Clint, our good friend at Mr. Restore. By the way, Mr. Restore Clint will be calling in tomorrow. This is my way of telling Wonder Julie because I didn't get a chance to tell her. He's going to call in right about the 229 mark just to make sure the phone works. And then he's going to do a phone interview. So we've moved ourselves in a position where we have to do a live phone interview. You see, here's the deal. I like doing live because I find it more interesting and fascinating for me. But it's very difficult for people to come down, take an hour out, drive to the studio, spend an hour in the studio, then drive back. It's a three-hour element. And for him, he's just way too busy. So we're going to do the phone thingy.
Can I phone it in?
I've been phoning it in for 11 months. Yeah. I don't know. I think so. Yeah. Yes, you can. Wait, aren't you going to be phoning it in next week?
No, I won't be phoning you at all.
That's right. You will be working very hard absorbing radiation for me.
Yes.
Somewhere else. Absorbing the sun. Let's talk about a couple things real quickly. In the next segment, I'm going to give a shout out to Joanne or Joy Berger. We're going to talk about that. She sent me just a beautiful email. What a blessing. You guys just don't have any idea, but she's asked for a bumper sticker, and here's the dealios. On our website, we have the bumper sticker that is available for people. It's called God Created the Universe. He Can Write a Book. www.hemustincrease.org. If you guys want bumper stickers, I'm going to order like 50 of them, and then I will just send them out to people. So if you're a person that wants a bumper sticker, I can't give you the really big one that's on the website because those cost $75 a piece, and I'm not doing that. But these other ones I can get really for a minimum amount. So I'm going to be sending I'm going to send Joy one. She doesn't have to do that. I'll be sending her off one or two. If you want a bumper sticker, if you listen to this show and you think, I like that, I'd like to have a bumper sticker. I talked to my son about it. My son can't stand having anything on the car, so he won't put a bumper sticker on, okay? Which is fine. I mean, I respect that. But he's got he's got a big car, and I've offered to do it. If you're a person that wants a bumper sticker, you just go to hemustincrease.org and fill out a little form that, you know, it's like a contact form, and just say, hey, Dave, I want a bumper sticker. Here's my address, and we'll send it to you. I mean, you can't beat that. It doesn't cost any money. So we'll send you a bumper sticker. Boom. How about that? Remember, these are the ones that are on the website. If you look at it, it says, God created the universe, he can write a book. Now, if you don't want to take that position driving, you don't have to. Okay, I'm just saying you're welcome to. I just think it's cool, and I have a lot of people. This is why I'm bringing this up and leading this all into where we're going. So my drive home yesterday, did you hear about my drive home yesterday? Probably didn't hear it.
I did not.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, there was an accident on the 30, and there was a car that was on fire, and all the lanes were closed.
Right. It was an 18-wheeler.
Yeah. So it took me 2 hours and just under 20 minutes to get home. Now, I was within 8 miles of my home when that started.
Ouch.
So I took a really long time. And I want to say, for the record, that normally I would have complained 50 or 60 times. And to my credit, I only complained 5 or 6, which is substantially less for me. And I only complained when I was communicating with my wife. Remember that thing I told you about sending off a text and sending it to the wrong person, the wrong message? Did it again last night.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, did it again. Fortunately, the voice recognition did not necessarily pick up the first word I used, but it picked up the rest of it. The rest of it was fine. Here's the bottom line. It was a really, really long drive home. But I did exhibit a little more patience than I have in my previous 44 years of driving. So I was very happy about that I had that attitude and just decided to use a little bit of time in worship and a little time in prayer. Then today, okay, now this is I can tell like the Lord's trying to teach me something even in driving. Somebody came. I'm driving my normal, you know. Okay, let's say I drive the speed limit plus a little.
Okay.
Everybody's little is a little different. Mine's a little. And somebody came up right behind me and then flashed me. And I had a car that was in front of me by about 8 feet or 10 feet or 20 feet or whatever it was. And I couldn't go any faster. And I was like, can't go any faster. And then the person drove off and took the exit that was coming up. Just kind of went from the far left lane all the way to the far right lane. And guess what? They were just saying hi because of my bumper sticker. So I thought they were mad because I wasn't going faster and running over the guy in front of me. You see, this is what happens in driving, and it kind of happens in life. And that is you kind of get used to, you know, it's going to be a forever drive. Oh, I don't know. I can't go any faster, buddy. There's no point in being 3 inches from my bumper. And it's all that stuff that goes on.
Preconceived notions.
Ding, ding, ding. And that's exactly what I wanted to talk about in this first segment. And that is, in our minds, because of things that have happened, we don't often give the benefit of the doubt. That is a fact of living, but it is a challenge to the Christian. Because believe it or not, it's not that we're supposed to be dopey. Okay, so I'm not looking for somebody to be dopey. But you are supposed to believe the best about people, not the worst. Now, if they indicate the worst afterwards, then you can deal with forgiveness and all the other stuff. But assuming they're the worst before it starts is not the right disposition of loving your neighbor, loving your brother and sister, or loving your enemy. It's not the place to start. They're a rotten, no good bumper rider. Okay. So this was a person that was, and so why I'm bringing that up is because it dawned on me that I drive 2 hours a day or 2.5 hours a day, which is a big part. It's a big part of my life. I mean, it's something that I have, and I usually use that time for worship or for prayer or for whatever. And then I talk on the phone. I have a wireless headset. And, but here's the thing that I want to bring up. Not everybody who's driving on the road, who's in front of you or behind you or to the side of you, is your enemy. Okay? I know maybe it feels that way, or they're really, you think they might be schnooky because of the way they're driving. And maybe they don't drive the way you do, and maybe you drive more defensively, or maybe you drive more aggressively, or maybe you drive so fast you think you can outrun the bumper sticker that's on the back of your car like I do. I don't know, but here's what I would say. Your Christian attitude goes everywhere you go. It doesn't get suspended when you enter on the freeway on the 30 or the 635 or the 80 or anything else or any other freeway. It doesn't suspend when you get on the George Bush. It doesn't stop. Well, I was a Christian, but now I'm on the freeway, so it's, you know, lights out. Here we go. So I think that the challenge in that is for us to remain Christ-like in all of our lives and in all the different areas of our lives. So it probably means that in those areas that we're weakest in, there just needs to be an acknowledgement before the Lord. It doesn't have to be some big sacrifice. You don't have to build an altar. You don't have to, you know, go get a lamb, break its neck, and, you know, pour out the blood. You can just come before the Lord and go, yeah, I got some attitudes that are a little bit out of check. Help me to get them in check, Lord. Help me to get it more so it's more reflective of you. You never know. I mean, if we're in such a hurry that somebody's in an accident and we won't stop to help, that's a whole nother – see, it's a whole nother principle that we're getting into. It's just we're so self-centered. We're so selfish, and you got to be aware of that. And I'll tell you one thing that would blow your mind. I want you to always stay alert on the road, never do anything different. But when you're driving, what you might do that you've never done before is make a commitment for just about 10 minutes that every person that drives by that, you know, seems like they're frantic, whatever case may be, you pray for them. Lord, just speak to their heart, you know, bring peace into their lives. Let them know you. And if they know you, let them rely on you. You will be blown away at how much intercessory prayer you can get into. Just driving on the road. So I do want to say, I mean, I'm really happy that I did better. I didn't do fantastic, but I did better. And so I guess in those lessons where you try and figure out why God puts you through patience again, again, and again, because at some point you may actually do a little better and a little better and a little better, and that's a good thing. But we don't suspend our Christianity when we go driving, when we go out at night, when we get to Friday nights and Saturday nights. It's not live like an angel on Sunday and live like a devil on Monday through Saturday. It's not how the walk goes, okay? It's a full-time relationship with God on a consistent basis. If this won't disturb you a little, it should. Keep in mind, he's never not watching. Ever. Just think of that. Uh-oh. That's right. All right. When we come back, I got a lot of stuff we want to cover. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interest. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
Why does Sally sell seashells by the seashore when anyone can pick them up on the beach for free? And what does she sell them for? I don't understand.
The David Spoon Experience.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. By the way, you can reach us 972-445-0770. You're welcome to say howdy. Our website, HeMustIncrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. David@HeMustIncrease.org is the email. I do want to give a big shout out to Joy Anberger. She was very kind. She gave us a gift over the weekend. It was a real blessing. She has a twin sister. Now, if I say this name wrong, you guys got to forgive me, but Cordelia has encouraged her to listen to the show. And so I said, well, can we say something about that? And she wrote, you can mention my name publicly and feel free to include that you have comforted, informed, inspired, and motivated me, even amidst some recent crushing and overwhelming circumstances. And so I just want to say thank you to her for supporting the ministry. Our ministry is ministry partner-based and listener-funded. That's how we do it. And there's no extra anything anywhere. I mean, my big gift is I'm going to give you a bumper sticker. I mean, that's about as far as I could go. Bottom line, it was a blessing for that gift, and I appreciate both her and her sister and listening, and their twin sisters, which is like, that's kind of cool right there. And her husband is named Stan, and I'm not going to give any details other than to say we want to pray for Stan's salvation. He's a not yet believer, but he's going to get there. So we pray for Stan the man, Lord. We ask you in Jesus' name to move upon his heart and let him encounter you in such a way that it changes his heart and his mind. We ask you to touch his life and let the faithful prayers of Joy and her sister and their family penetrate, and let Stan be open to the gospel and let him respond to you in the affirmative and say yes to Jesus Christ. We pray for his salvation, pray for grace, and we pray for you to reveal yourself to him in Jesus' name. Amen. I just think it's cool, and it's a great and encouraging email, great blessing. And like I said, I'm going to send her a bumper sticker. And if you too want a bumper sticker, you are welcome by all means just to fill out that form on the contact us on HeMustIncrease.org, and I'll send you one. It's the one that's on the website. If you don't want it, don't do it, because I'm going to pay for it out of my pocket. Okay? All right. Let me give you what I consider to be the most painful DDD I have ever shared with you. Now, before you get all serious on me, don't get too serious, okay? We're praying and believing for the baby, my grandson, everything's holding pat right there. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about the challenging nature that God brings into our lives by revealing into his word things in our lives that we need to work on to be more Christ-like. And one of the things you get is the Holy Spirit's working on our lives, reflecting in us, the position we're in. We have been justified by the work, the redeeming work of Jesus Christ by faith, that he died on the cross, he was buried, and 3 days later he rose again, he ascended to the Father, and he's coming back. So by faith in the testimony God has given regarding his son, we are positioned as justified. Sanctified is that process that God makes you reflect that position of justification. So what we get is the Holy Spirit working in us, glory by glory, 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, as we reflect the impressive or increasing image of Jesus Christ, and it's glory by glory, it's step by step. The Holy Spirit's working in our lives to do that, and as we read the Word, the conviction of the Word, the truth of the Word, and the power of the Word molds our life into that direction. So you have the Word of God that's working on us, you have the Holy Spirit who lives in us that's working on us, you have Jesus at the right hand of the Father interceding for us, two passages, Romans 8 and Hebrews 7, that talk about Jesus interceding for the believers. And so we have all of this going on that will help us do better as we advance in the kingdom of God and reflect more and more Jesus Christ. So there's times where you'll get into the Word and there'll be things in the Word and you'll see, a pastor might be preaching, you go to a Bible study, you're reading in your devotions, and you're just like, wow, I really need to do that. Well, for me, I have all of that, and then there's these little moments, and I call them DAP moments. Now, the reason I call them DAP is, from a theological point of view, it's what we call a dynamic application principle. It's when you read the Word. It's not an open sesame read the Word. It's when you're reading the Word, and then something in the Word speaks to you kind of profoundly, and you know as you're reading it that the Lord's going, hey, you, look. Hey, you, look at this. And you're like, oh, man, I can tell the Lord's trying to get me. And it might not be the full context of what you're reading, but it's the challenge is there. And so, you know, you got to do a little bit better. Well, this DDD, devotional diamond of the day, these are where I do my devotions. I'm pretty committed to my devotions. And I pull stuff out and I look at it and I reflect on it and I meditate on it. I do it for a long time every day. Not a little bit, a lot. I mean, I'm just telling you, more than I do driving. I do my devotional time. And this portion in Ruth chapter 3, verse 18 is the worst. You think, well, why are you sharing it? Because we need it. Because if you have something in your life that will help you reflect Jesus more and more, you need to not run away from it. You need to run to it. If you're genuinely a Christian, you want to be like Jesus. I was talking to Johnny Hill the other day, and we were talking about discipleship. And discipleship, in many ways, there are people who are discipling other people. And in discipleship, the idea is to make a person like the person. Well, that's fantastic, except real discipleship should be making a person like Jesus. I mean, that's what it's supposed to be. Because I don't want a bunch of me running around the country. I think one of me is more than enough around the world. But we need people that are closer and closer to Jesus every day there is. So Ruth chapter 3, verse 18, I'm reading this, and it just highlights to me. It's the things that stick out in Scripture as the Holy Spirit's working it in my life. And here's what it says. Ready? Then she said, wait, my daughter, until you know how the matter turns out. You guys thought there was going to be trumpets here. You thought there was going to be rainbows and Skittles. You thought we were going to have, here it comes. And this is all it is. She said, wait, my daughter, until you know how the matter turns out. This is, to me, the most painful devotional diamond of the day, the most painful thing I can teach you. It's the most painful thing I am hearing with my own two ears. Wait. Oh, I hate that. Wait. Wait until you know. You mean not until I guess? No. Wait until you know how it turns out. No. I want to know ahead of time. Here's a simple question. Why is this so difficult? Why is it so difficult for you and me as Christians, as believers, as people that know that God is the Father, the Heavenly Father? He's the creator of the universe. He's at the center of the universe. Why is it so difficult for us to just go, okay, well, wait? And the answer is more simplistic than you want to know. You want to know why we can't stand to wait? You're thinking, well, patience and this and that. And it's like, and that's all true, all of it. But here's where it really comes down to it in a nutshell. It's the same sin that Adam and Eve had in the garden. It's this. We don't like having a lack of control. And because we don't like having a lack of control, it's difficult to wait and see how it turns out. When Adam and Eve were presented by the enemy, the serpent, Satan, made it very clear. Well, no, if you eat this, you're going to be just like God. You're not going to have to follow his program. You'll have your own program.
And they're like, well, okay.
And it wasn't like Adam was somewhere on a different continent, since it says that she gave him the fruit and he ate. They were together. And the idea that you can blame one over the other is a little dumb. The bottom line is they both ate. Oops, problems. And then offspring conceived in problems. Get it? So here's the bottom line. Wait, my daughter, until you know how the matter turns out. Don't try and guess ahead of time. I'm really good at that. I try to read the quote-unquote tea leaves ahead of time. This must mean this. This must mean this. This must mean this. I think I'm right 1 out of 1,000. Not the best percentage. Wait until you know how it turns out. What does that require us to do? It does require us to operate in patience. Patience is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. It is something we're supposed to do. It exhibits trust and confidence that God has our best interests in mind. And that's what's hard. Well, I do think you have my best interest, Lord. I'm just trying to help you along. Oh, kind of like Abraham and Sarah helped God along. And then from Abraham and Sarah, before Isaac, came Ishmael. Bad plan, as Ishmael became quite the problem. What we create while we can't wait initially or eventually will bring us to devastate. It's like, don't do that. Don't make something so that you can fill in the gap for God because he's not moving fast enough. Don't do that. It's a bad idea, bad plan. It always comes up bad. We do have a lack of self-control when we say, yes, Lord. By the way, Lord is master. We say, yes, Lord. We say no to the old. We say yes to the new. We surrender our lives to God, submit ourselves to him. We resist the enemy. And then if he requires, we wait and let him make known what he wants to make known. And the hardest thing for me to do is that. It's just to sit there and go, okay. Because I sit there and I go, okay, da-da-da, I'm waiting, here we go. Oh, time's up, let's go. It's like I have no patience. And I have no functioning trust when I'm unwilling to wait because I want to be in control. Here's something that will amaze you. If we entrust our lives to him who controls the universe, could be a better bet. I don't know. Call me crazy. You know I'm right. Just work it in. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the
show. Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
A couple things I think we'll open up with. I've decided to open up with a story that I wasn't going to open up with because it's such an outrageous story, but it's not an outrageously super bad story. It's an outrageously super dumb story. There's a big difference. Bad is when I tell you, which I'll be telling you probably in the next segment, how the federal government is creating a database to track down hate speech as they define it.
That's bad.
We'll talk about that a little bit. This is dumb, but it's funny dumb. Dumb, ha-ha, funny, but not entirely. Get this. Now, I'm holding a picture in my hands. You can't see it. But there are four monkeys in this picture that I'm holding. And the headline reads this. Millions in taxpayer money used to study drunken monkeys. No, really, drunken monkeys. And you're thinking, no, you're making that up. Nope, federal government reportedly has spent $3.2 million so far in order to get monkeys drunk in order to study the effect of alcohol on the monkeys. I don't know where you're even going to go. Where are you going to go with this?
I'm going nowhere, Dave. I got nothing to say.
There's no comment that anybody can make.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach out to us, 972-445-0770. We'll fire up a trivia question right now. What river was Jesus baptized in? Ooh. 972-445-0770. What river? Don't Google it. Look it up. Look it up in your Bible. You can do it. You know it's going to be in the beginning of the Gospels. It's not difficult. HeMustIncrease.org, by the way, is our website. If you go there, there is an opportunity to give to the ministry. Why? Because you guys help this ministry go forward, period. There's nothing else to be said. There's nowhere else to go with that. What we do with our ministry partners is we put together a commercial and try and help them out, but they give what they feel like giving. There is no amount. They can give a dollar. That's up to them. We're going to honor it. We've told them they give as they see fit. We ask people that they would participate and give, and we're just simply asking people to I don't want to have this. We're always giving. But look, we're looking to advance the radio ministry in time and in reach, and we need help to do it. That's it. If you want to participate, great. If at a minimum, if this ministry is a blessing to you, pray for us. That's all I could ever ask anybody to do is just pray for us. So. Again, that trivia question, I'll throw that out one more time, and that is, what river was Jesus baptized in? A little tougher, I know. 972-445-0770, and then, by the way, I did do this. I added a personal video for people that do give. Now when you give, there's like, it has a couple of different options, and then there's a little video I do. It's like a 1-minute video. It's not very fancy or anything, but if you want to see it, you gotta give.
Okay.
All right. I did not do the regular history thing, so we're going to get into Silent Night, Holy Night in just a second. But I did want to cover this history because I thought some of this was pretty good. I did not ask Wonder Drew this, and I want to pull her in the middle now, so I'm just going to bring these out to you, unless she knows any of it. Just real quick, do you have any idea what any of the holidays are today? They're all kind of
– No.
All right. It's Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
all right. Inventor's Day, which – I'm not sure how to respond to that. I have not invented a way to say thank you to everybody. Make a Friend Day. I don't know about that. Get Out Your Guitar Day. Here's something a lot of people did not know about me. I do play the guitar. I have played the guitar before, and my brother and I wrote a song together that was with that Teen Challenge used for 2017, their national ministry tour. And we made exactly one donut from it. There's something about everything that I do, and it makes no money. I don't know what the deal is. Oh, well, I guess that's the way it goes. It's also National Peppermint Patty Day, and we're not talking Charlie Brown. We're talking about peppermint patties. I mean, just, you know, the regular ones. I thought that was interesting. And then here's the one reason I wanted to do this. The one reason that I wanted to bring up the history is in 1938, on this day, the first TV science fiction show aired in 1938 on this day, February 11th, the BBC aired the first science fiction program, a 35-minute adaptation of a play from the 20s, and that is where the word robot was introduced.
Huh.
Ha! See? From Rossum's Universal Robots. It was R-U-M. That's what it was called. See, I think stuff like that's fascinating. Most people think I'm losing my mind. Too late. That's all I got for you. The answer is too late. Here we go. Silent Night. So here's my question for you. There are some people in the church that teach, and by the way, there's nothing inappropriate with part of this. There'll be pastors, there's a few movements and so on and so forth that you've got to be very careful about the confession of your word. Now, I'm not talking about people that speak and that they complain when they speak. That's sin. Complaining is sinful. You're not going to change that. You're not changing that in the Old Testament. You're not changing that in the New Testament. You're not changing that ever. It's wrong. It's sinful. Why? Because you're telling God, who's the Almighty, that he's lousy at his job. That's a bad idea. But there's some people that say you have to speak your prayer in order for your prayer to be effective. And they'll come up with about 15 different reasons. One of them is because that's what puts Satan at bay. Another one is because it has to be spoken in order to be acknowledged or processed. And they'll go through a whole series of things. So there's a little bit of a teaching I want to do in this that will maybe save the legalism from the moment. It is a good thing to be able to speak your prayer, and the reason it's a good thing is because it's your two ears that hear the prayer being spoken. But spoken prayer is not required for prayer to be answered. And anybody that's told you so, just not too bright. Don't be mad at them. You don't have to insult them like I just did. Just not too bright. Okay, here's the reason why. Jonah prayed when he was inside the fish. There's certainly no indication that he had to verbalize it. Okay. He was in the fish, by the way, before he prayed. He was in the fish for a while. He didn't pray till after he was fully in the fish. The real question is, why wasn't he praying while he was going in the fish? But that's a whole separate issue. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 13, as for Hannah, she was speaking in her heart. Only her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard, so Eli thought she was drunk. Well, she wasn't drunk. She was just praying. She was moving her lips but making no sound. And guess what? Her prayer was answered. Why? Because God is not up there going, well, you know, I was going to say yes to this prayer, but the way that it was presented, I just, the answer is no. That is not the kind of God we serve. And anybody who's living in that realm needs to kind of take a break. I mean, really, take two aspirin and go to bed. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that the Lord knows what's in your heart. The Lord knows what's in your mind. The Lord knows what's in your mouth. The Lord knows what's going on. And confession is important, but it does not necessitate at every moment that it is spoken. You can pray in your heart to the Lord. Have you ever been in a situation where somebody was talking to you and at the moment you could not verbally respond but needed God's help? You can say within your heart unto the Lord, Lord, please help me. Give me the wisdom right now. In fact, that's a normal process for many Christians. You can ask God from within. And anybody that's teaching that God only accepts verbalized prayers is not thinking all the way through it. And here's how you know that. If you ever get laryngitis and you can't speak, then you can't pray. Because that's the stupidest thing ever. I mean, that's just like, well, that's ridiculous. Of course it's ridiculous. I mean, if God knows every thought, then that kind of solves that. And if you'll consider really the people who prayed silently that are very effective in the kingdom, let's just bring up Nehemiah, who was not allowed to pray in front of the king at the moment, so he had to pray from within. The reason that I bring that up is because I'm trying not to limit you or stop you from praying out loud. I'm trying to expand your prayer life. Pray out loud, and when you can't speak it, pray within and bring it unto the Lord, because he knows your heart, he knows your mind, he knows your thoughts, he knows your processes. He's with you. I mean, the Holy Spirit's inside of you. This is not something that God is unaware of. And what I want you to do is just expand that. If you're having a discussion with somebody and you know in the midst of that discussion, you can't just stop and go, stop, 1 second. Oh, Lord, give me the wisdom to give the right words to this person so they can stop being the way they are. You just can ask God from within saying, Lord, help me right now in this situation. He hears that. If he hears the blood that cries when Abel's blood was shed and hears the blood that cries when Jesus' blood was shed, certainly he hears your thoughts and your heart and your prayers that you direct up to him from within. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, but no, people don't really think that you can't unless you verbalize it. Well, yes, they do. They've taken the salvation part and moved it just a little too far and a little too legalistic. And it's like, calm down, Sparky. Take a deep breath. God knows what's going on in our lives. He knows what the circumstances, he knows what the situation is. He's not coming in blind. He's not coming in with a loss of file. When you need his help, call upon him. If you can't call upon him outwardly, call upon him inwardly. Because that's legit. I suspect there have been many a people who were just about to face excruciating situations that prayed at the very last moment from within, and God responded. I think that's happened to me about 10,000 times. And so the reason that I bring that up is to open up. I want to open up the canal. I want to open up the flow. I want to open up the river of communing with God. Don't limit this communion with God to a 10-minute separated time of prayer. Now, I do a separated time of prayer every day, but then I'm prayerful throughout the day. Does that make me holy? Not in the slightest. In fact, I'm kind of surprised God wants me to talk to him so much because I'm fairly annoying. Here's the bottom line, though. It's that constant communion that God wants from us. It's that part that he loves to hang out with us. And I think there's maybe a disconnect that God requires, you know, X amount of time here and X amount of time here and X amount of this attitude and X amount of this attitude and da 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 da. That's not how relationships go. I mean, that's how you hang out with your husband? That's how you hang out with your wife? It's not how it goes. You know, it's not set by a clock where you talk to each other. You like to be with each other. And then you've produced things together and you communicate about that and you work through that. I mean, it's a relationship. It's not a robot. We were just talking about robots and the first time sci-fi came into it. This communion that you have with God, it's not some robotic thing. It's not just you chanting prayers. It's you talking to God and letting God, trusting God to share everything that's in you. He knows what's in you, but trust him to share it that way. That's what you're looking for. In fact, when we come back, I'm going to go a specific direction on this. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Sometimes things go according to plan. Sometimes not so much. The Lord will always help His kids, but He does want us to use the wisdom He gave us as well. Insurance solutions are a great key for using preventative wisdom. If things do go in a tougher direction, insurance can be used to fill in the gap. There's biblical evidence for preparing for the future. King David did this for Solomon and the temple. Stephanie Vasquez has joined forces with New York Life Insurance Company to help provide insurance needs to fill in the gap. Stephanie hopes you never have to use the insurance she brings to you for life solutions. But if you do, it's good to know there's someone there who can help. Stephanie Vasquez will help you fill in the gaps. Call her today at 214-499-5378 or go to LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. That's LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. Stephanie Vasquez, New York Life Insurance, and you. A threefold cord is not easily broken. Ecclesiastes 4:12.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
The deterioration of the ecosystem or creation itself is definitely the result of man. You say, well, how can you say that? Well, Romans chapter 8, verse 19 through 21. I just read the scriptures. I don't need anything else. The Bible says this: the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Creation itself is longing for the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ. And until that takes place, it is on a collision course down. The result of the ecosystem or creation itself crashing is a result of man's sin in the garden. So when they say, oh, well, it's not man-made, oh, yes, it is. Of course it's man-made. It's because we messed up in the garden. But I wasn't with Adam and Eve. You were in the person of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to use it, you were in the life-giving force of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to really say it, you were in the loins of Adam and Eve. You were there, too. They stuck their fist up to God and said, nope. And God went, okie dokie, here's the result.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach us, 972-445-0770. You're welcome to say howdy. He must increase .org is our website. Again, another thank you and shout out to Joy. Thank you so much for your gift and for your email. That was such a blessing. We do have, by the way, don't forget livinginhisgrip.com is where you can get music that for some of our ins and outs on the show. It's called The Hymn Project, H-Y-M-N, and it's free, so that's kind of a cool way to do that. We did ask a question. It's not the easiest question. Every time I ask tough questions, boy, it's like, uh-oh. What river was Jesus baptized in? Now, there's a great hymnal that tells you the answer to this. And so if you think you know it, you're welcome to call. The only hint I will give you is this. I will give you a hint. So if instead of looking through Facebook, I'll give you a hint. Almonds. That's it. That's all I'm going to say. Almonds. Okay. See if you can come up with the answer on that one. Our number here, 972-445-0770. If not, I'll just give the answer at the end of the show. All right. So we've been talking about – oh, somebody's calling in. I hope it wasn't the hint I gave. That would be terrible. But it was a pretty good hint. So, you know, it's kind of hard to say. We were talking about, you know, our communion with the Lord. Let's take this call and then we'll come back to that communion part. Okay. All right. What do we got? This is David. Who am I talking to?
Judy.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. I may be wrong, but I just thought Jordan River came to mind.
That is correct, ma'am. You are right.
Wow.
Good job. And see, that's why I said almonds, because I used to eat Jordan almonds at the movie theater.
Jordan almonds. I didn't know that when you said that. So maybe there's a Jordan almond out there. I didn't know about.
There you go. Fantastic. Excellent job. And that was good that you guessed it, but you got it right on. So that first instinct, that was the one to do. Good job. All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That was great. Okay. Got that one taken care of. Jordan almonds. Well, almonds. Almond River. Okay, the Jordan River, not the Almond River. Not the Greg Allman Band or that project or any of that stuff. All right, here we go. So what I've been talking about, I was talking about silent prayer, and the reason I was talking about that is not to take away from with the heart the mouth believes, and with the heart you believe, and with your mouth you confess Jesus Christ is Lord, and you'll be saved. There's nothing to take away from that salvation point. We're not talking about salvation. We're talking about prayer. We're talking about communicating with God. We're talking about moments where you pray and talk to God, wherever the situation is, whatever you're going through, whenever that is. And certainly you would rather be able to have yourself in a position where you can, speak that out unto the Lord. But if you can't and you're in a situation where you can't, it's not that God is unable to hear. And why I want to bring that up is this, and it's a really, really, really important point. John chapter 19, verse 41. There was a garden in the place where he was crucified. Now, I simply want to hone in on that. I want to key in on that. There was a garden. You see, what you have to get and what I have to get and what would be good for all of us to get, no matter whether you've never taken a Bible study class in your life or you have a triple PhD in Bible study, that wouldn't even matter. If you have a biblical exegesis PhD and you've done it in Latin as well as Greek, which there's no reason for it to do that. But the bottom line is, in the beginning, what was there? There was a garden, wasn't there? And in that garden, God placed Adam and Eve. Eve came of Adam, took one of his ribs, and there was the couple in the garden, right? Everything sounds great right there. But then there was a rebellion that took place because why? Because the serpent questioned what God had declared, tried to create the tension and the doubt, and Adam and Eve bought off on that, and in that garden, in that Eden, there was this great beauty and innocence which was lost. Now stop. Where we're going, if you take the time and read Revelation 21 and 22, it talks about trees and it talks about it the beauty of it. And we're going at some point to a garden. We started in a garden, and it got all messed up, okay? And eventually, we're going to another garden, where this one, there's not going to be any mess up, and this is going to be clean all the way through, and there's not going to be any problems, or there's not going to be any breakage. But what you got to get is the bridge between the first garden and the second garden is the middle garden. And that's the garden where Jesus was crucified. John 19:41, there was a garden in the place he was crucified. In the beginning, there's a garden. In the end, there's a garden. But right in the middle, in the first garden, sin separated us from God. In the third garden, we're going to dwell with God forever. But in the middle garden, we're taken from garden one to garden three. In other words, in the garden, we connect with God. And the bridge between the beginning and the end is Jesus. And that's why he's called the Alpha and the Omega. Because from the beginning and to the end and to bring it together. Let me tell you, this fact of Scripture. You've got the garden that's in the beginning. You've got the garden that's in eternity. You've got the garden in the middle where Jesus laid down his life. That is often a pic- picture or a parallel to the things you and I go through in the trials. There's a beginning, there's a middle, and there's an end. And the beginning can be one way, but as soon as Jesus gets involved, it takes us to a better place, another place, a place that you really want to be. Here's what I'm going to tell you. It's in that garden that we connect with God. It's in that garden that you find Jesus Christ. It's in that garden that you find hope and redemption from what was lost. From where we were to where we're going, there is a step. There is a bridge. And that bridge is Jesus Christ. And the reason that I bring that up is because you can get all these great theologies, and we talk about all about how the things are going to end, and we can talk all about the politics, and we can talk all about what the churches should or shouldn't be doing. And the churches can fight till no end about the gifts and about doctrine. They can do all that stuff, and it won't change this. In the beginning, there was a garden. We messed up. In the middle, there's a garden that Jesus sacrificed himself for. And in the end, we're going to a garden that will never be tarnished. That theology is more important than the arguments, because that's the plan of God. And while we can have, you can have fun debating, I mean, if you enjoy debating, it should be fine. We shouldn't be causing division or not fellowshipping over it. That's just immaturity. But I'm telling you that the connecting point is Jesus Christ. And from one garden, which was tainted and filled with sin, to another garden that's full of perfection, and the bridge, the garden of Jesus Christ and his sacrifice. That's the gospel. And if you've never said yes to Jesus, right now is the time. Don't tell me you need this, that, or whatever. You just need to make the most earnest, honest prayer. You simply need to say, Heavenly Father, I surrender my life. Lord Jesus Christ, I give you my heart. Pour out your Holy Spirit in me, for I believe that you rose from the dead, and I confess with my mouth that you died for my sins according to the scriptures, and that you were buried, and 3 days later you rose again. You ascended to the Father, and you're coming back soon. I thank you for this new life you've given me. I pray this in your name. Amen. And you pray that prayer, and you just moved from garden one to garden three by the bridge of Jesus Christ in the middle, who sacrificed his life in garden two. Wow. Don't delay. If you hear his voice, don't delay. Say yes to Jesus. Okay? All right. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.